all that interesting, really. Lots of people kayak, May said. That's exactly it, Josiah said, quickly turning red. Wouldn't you like to meet other people who kayak? Josiah tapped at his screen. There are 2,331 people near you who also like to kayak, including me. Denise was looking at May intensely. May, I have to ask a delicate question. Do you think this might be an issue of self-esteem? Excuse me? Are you reluctant to express yourself and to share your experiences because you fear you aren't valuable? That the moments of your life and your opinions don't matter? May had never thought about it quite this way, but it made a certain sense. Was she too shy about expressing herself? I don't know, actually, she said. Denise narrowed her eyes. May, I'm no psychologist, but if I were, I might have a question about your sense of self-worth. We've studied some models for this kind of behavior. Not to say this kind of attitude is antisocial, but it's certainly subsocial and certainly far from transparent. And we see that this behavior sometimes stems from a low sense of self-worth, a point of view that says, oh, what I have to say isn't so important. Do you feel that describes your point of view? May was too off balance to see herself clearly. She didn't know what to say. May, Denise said, we'd love if you could participate in a special program. I think it'll really open your eyes to just how valuable a participant you can be. I think this shyness, this sense that your voice and your experiences don't matter, I think that will all soon be in the past. Does that sound appealing? What do you think? Would you like to be enrolled in this program? May knew nothing about it, but she knew she should say yes, so she smiled and said, absolutely. After the interview, at her desk, May scolded herself. What kind of person was she? She was so ashamed. She'd been doing the bare minimum. She disgusted herself and felt for Annie. Surely Annie had been hearing about her deadbeat friend, May, who took this gift, this coveted job at the Circle, a company that had, at her desperate request, insured her parents, had saved them from a familial catastrophe, and had been skating through. Damn it, May, she thought. Be a person of some value to the world. She texted Annie, apologizing, saying she would do better, that she was embarrassed, that she didn't want to abuse this privilege, and telling her that there was no need to write back, that she would simply do better, 1,000 times better, immediately and from then on. Annie texted back, told her not to worry, that it was just a slap on the wrist, a correction.